welcome back to another episode of Pa Encima, Pa Na Na Na, Pa Pa! This is Ruli, and I am your host, and I'd like to thank all the people that have been downloading the podcast, all you people down in Asia, Germany, all you people down in South America, and all across the U.S., all of those salsa lovers, and those people that want to fall in love with salsa. It's very easy to do. Today, I want to send a saludo, or a shout-out, that's today's Spanish word, saludo, which means a shout-out, a greeting. More like a greeting. A shout out will be a little bit slang. But I want to send a saludo to Betsy in Florida, who happens to be a great singer, by the way. And I also like to send a saludo to Alvin in Brooklyn. You're representing for Brooklyn, yeah. All right, today's episode is based on cha-cha. Some people might confuse cha-cha with salsa or other Latin dances. But the cha-cha in itself is different. The cha-cha has been around since 1952, or maybe even a little bit earlier than that. And it's a slowed-down version of a mambo or triple mambo. However, throughout the years, it has taken on its own characteristics as people have toyed with the cha-cha. You also dance it differently than you would regular mambo. And nowadays you have New York style dance, like dancing on two, dancing on one, which is quite different from dancing cha-cha itself. And if you look at the notes posted on the podcast itself, there's a little link there that you might want to visit whenever you get a chance, so that you can get a little history about the cha-cha and how it started to evolve in Cuba. So, if you're ready, I'm ready to cha-cha. Are you ready? I thought so. So, let's do it.
cha-cha, pa' gozar. Thank you.
So to the bone, I won't worry, I'm going home.
So there you have it, another Pensima episode. Stay in tune for episode number 7. And until next time, this is Ruli. Pensima.